The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Eitan Ulielal, Chief Executive Officer of Challenger Energy. CEG is the ticker there. Eitan, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Justin. Nice to be here again.
Yeah, and since we last spoke, you've had quite a bit of news out. Talking about restructuring, you've had a new appointment, and of course, operations are progressing, so we'll talk about that. Before we do, as always, Eitan, for people not familiar with Challenger, could give us a brief summary as to what the company's all about, please.
Sure. I mean, we are a company, a junior oil production company. We have assets primarily in Trinidad onshore. We also have a project in Suriname, and then we do have some exploration acreage in the Bahamas, also in Trinidad and in Uruguay. But really, the core of the business, the focus of the business, is onshore production in the Caribbean.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Okay, let's get into, first of all, the restructuring update you released on the 7th of March. Take us through some of the detail of that, if you could, Eitan.
Well, people who've followed this company for a long time will know that the 2021 was characterized as the year in which we drilled a well in the Bahamas, an exploration well in the Bahamas, and an appraisal well in Trinidad. Both of those were unfortunately not the successes we'd hoped for. And as a consequence of that, the company was left with a very substantial financial hangover. I think it's safe to say that a lot of people thought the company wouldn't survive. Mm-hmm. I became the CEO in late May of last year, and the task that was handed to me and the rest of the team was to restructure and then recapitalize the company. It was a process that took the better part of 7 months. It involved going back to all the debt holders and creditors from the various drilling campaigns, reaching settlement agreements. It involved doing a fundraising to enable us to then pay off those settlement agreements and, more importantly, put money in the bank to fund a forward work program. It involved rethinking the strategy of the company and moving away from high-impact exploration towards a laser focus on production, growing cash flow, and driving this company into profitability. And it involved a series of changes to the management, to the board, and to how we operate going forward. So all of those things have been going on, as I say, for almost 7 months. And it was really in the past week that we reached a conclusion on all of that. We completed our capital raising, we completed the restructuring, and we really put ourselves in a position now to take this company forward.
Yeah, excellent stuff. And I suppose part of that is that the new appointment you've announced today, Trinidad country head appointment. Take us into that, if you could, Ulielal.
Well, we're very, very pleased with this appointment. So, as I said before, the focus of the business is 100% on production now, and all of our producing fields at the moment are in Trinidad. And really, you can't run these things by remote control. You need to be on the ground, you need to be working the fields, and you need to have people who have deep expertise in oil field production management. So we were very pleased to be able to recruit Sohan Ohai Maharaj. He is a senior reservoir engineer at Gaffney Cline, but has left that to join us. He's also a Trinidadian national with very deep business networks and connections in the country, as well as having done a huge amount of work in Trinidad in particular, but then also internationally in the Caribbean, really working existing oil fields, maximizing production. And so he'll be joining us in a few weeks at the start of April. Mm-hmm. And part of the management team going forward. I mean, at the same time as we announced Ian McKendrick, a very senior and experienced former executive from Total, has become our new chairman. Ian has a very deep track record in building production, starting from very small companies and building them into quite large companies. We have a new CFO, Tim Eastman, also very experienced and brings a completely new discipline around cost focus, which is a very core part of the business now. So really, we've done a very large changeover of the board and the management. Sohan being the final pin, the final piece of that puzzle, and now we're ready to go forward.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Aitan, if you could just take us through some of the operations or news flow expected from some of the operations going forward.
The business in Trinidad is currently in production, and we are, like everyone else in the industry, benefiting enormously at the moment from record high oil prices. Mm-hmm. And with the production we currently have and the cost savings we made, the massive reductions to overheads we implemented through the course of the restructuring I spoke about, we are generating, we are selling oil every day, and we are driving ourselves very quickly towards profitability. But really, what we need to do is we need to increase production. We need to stabilize the existing production. It fluctuates quite significantly day by day because of things like irregular power in Trinidad and weather patterns in Trinidad and so on. So we need to get on top of stabilizing the day-to-day production and then growing that production, adding new oil. We have a full program of work to do that outlined for the course of 2022 and into 2023. We set out the details of that in our notice of extraordinary general meeting that is on our website and was sent to all of our shareholders. But in summary, we're going to be drilling a new production well on one of our licenses. We're going to be starting the pilot testing on our project in Suriname. And then we're going to be doing a series of routine workovers and enhanced oil recovery schemes on some of our other blocks, all of which has a very simple objective to increase our production. So we stated quite clearly that we're looking to take current production to around 1,000 barrels a day by the end of next year. And at that level, this becomes a company that is generating positive free cash flow and is profitable. And that's the immediate sole objective of the business.
Yeah, excellent stuff. All right, Aitan, if you could, if people are listening right now, like in the sound of that, the news flow coming forward, the production coming forward, but are not yet following the story, give them three quick reasons, if you could, why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox Markets and add Challenger Energy to their watch list, please.
Well, I guess the first one is that we've now completed all of the hard work of cleaning this company up, restructuring the balance sheet, recapitalizing, all the stuff I've been talking about. So the hard work is behind us in that regard. And really that brings us to, I guess, the second point, which is we're now at the starting gates. We have ahead of us a work program, and we have ahead of us a very clear plan to grow production, as I said, grow cash flow and profitability. And as that happens, as we deliver more and more of that, I hope that we will be rewarded by the share market and we will see value created for our shareholders. And I guess the third point I'd make is, as a consequence of where we are at the moment and where what's happened with the restructuring, I'd say we're a fairly undervalued investment proposition. Through the restructuring and the recapitalization, we have a fairly healthy cash balance. And to some extent, the operating assets of the company are not being valued at very much at all. So I'd like to think that we will, as we deliver on what we've said we're going to do, shareholders will see that delivery, the market will see that delivery, and we'll see some reward, played out in that way. Rome wasn't built in a day. I'm the first to admit this company has a long history, and we do need to start doing what we say we're going to do and delivering the results. But I'm hopeful we'll do that, and then I'm hopeful that the value of this business will begin to be restored.
Excellent stuff. Aitan, it's good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Terrific. Thanks for your time as always. Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.